Now, if you listen to the show regularly, you'll know that one of the things I'm very passionate about and very outspoken about is whistleblowers and the way that whistleblowers are not protected in South Africa, not rewarded. We know how often careers have been derailed, livelihoods undermined, reputations attacked, personal safety being put at risk. So Future Growth Asset Management and Old Mutual Investments jointly commissioned Just Share to review South Africa's legal and regulatory framework around whistleblowing. And as well as a review of the landscape, they also asked Just Share to have a look at what's going wrong. How can whistleblowers be empowered and protected? And of course, lots of things coming up here, lots of recommendations as well. I'm joined now by Emma Schuster, who's an analyst with Just Share, who's joined us to speak about this. Emma, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. We know that legislation and regulations in South Africa are lacking. They are poor. We've heard at the Zondo Commission suggestions that there need to be new legislation. What has the report highlighted?
Yes, as you mentioned, the sort of the key finding of the report, which is not necessarily new information, but it's just reiterated that South Africa has a whistleblowing protection regime, ostensibly in the law. On paper, it's not necessarily a bad one, but in reality, the experience of whistleblowers is that it doesn't help them at all. One whistleblower that works, someone that works with whistleblowers said to us that the legal regime is not worth the paper it's written on, and many of them don't even bother with the protections that are provided by the law.
And that's been one of the big issues always, is that our framework, it's much more directed towards areas of labor law. It means that the only redress that can be sought is through labor law. So there essentially needs to be a new framework.
Exactly. Yeah. All the protections are around workplace detriment, when we know that, as you listed when we started and as you often speak about, the reality is that the consequences, a lot of them fall outside of that relationship.
So what then are the solutions? Because you do also look at what some of the potential solutions are. What can be done to better protect whistleblowers and to make the process easier for them?
So the report, as you said, was commissioned by two companies in the financial industry. The question for them was, you know, what role can the corporate sector play? It's been largely silent up until now, or it's, you know, about whistleblowers' experiences. So, of course, it's up to them exactly what they do, knowing what the gaps are in the law and what the reality is. We do make some recommendations largely around financial support. We have one recommendation that there's some sort of legal fund that's a sustainable fund that can help whistleblowers with the most urgent and pressing needs that they have. So one of the biggest things is the immediate need for legal support and security. So that's one thing. And then another option is a bigger kind of hybrid approach, which is a foundation / financial support that can help with the range of needs that whistleblowers have. Yeah.
Well, Emma, thank you. You want to add something?
No, just one other recommendation that we did have was to provide proactive legal support for damages that kind of go beyond the employment remedies. Because as you said, there's a need for incentive beyond just doing the right thing. There's a need for some sort of financial incentive as well.
Absolutely. Emma, thank you so much for that. Emma Schuster is an analyst with Just Share. She's been unpacking this report from Just Share. Future Growth Asset Management and Old Mutual Investments commissioned them to review the legal and regulatory framework around whistleblowing. And as I've said so often, even as the Chief Justice, Raymond Zondo, has said, is that there is insufficient legislation around this, and that should be re-looked at, because at the moment the risk-reward ratio is badly skewed. And we know that 99 out of 100 people, according to surveys, will choose to keep their mouth shut or vote with their feet and won't speak out. And there is no way we can fight corruption in this country if people continue to keep their mouths shut.